Yo, 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 what's up, everybody? It's Jonathan Langlois here. It's a beautiful day, going to the gym. 7 in the morning, 6:54 actually. And what I want to talk to you today about is time hacking and what I do to get more hours out of the day. So, first and foremost, I stopped wasting time on social media and consuming all the BS that gets thrown at you and being reactive to all those things. So like Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, all that. I don't watch anybody's stories. None of that. I'm sorry. So doesn't mean I won't post. I'll post stuff, but I won't watch stuff. So yeah, that's one way to get more time out of the day. You probably spend about anywhere between 20 to 2, 3, 4 hours even on social media doing nothing throughout your day. So stop spending your time doing that and take that time to read, take that time to work on your business, take that time to do whatever it is you need to be doing to be living the life that you want to be living. Another thing that I do is I will, there's a sleep hack that you can do. So, you know, they say you need 8 hours of sleep. Well, that's not true. In fact, for me, I mean, everybody's different, but for my body, I've realized that I can go to bed by midnight. Okay. So I go to bed around midnight and I wake up around 6 in the morning. And like a day like today, actually, I woke up at 5:40 in the morning naturally. Like I just woke up before my alarm clock. And I was like, you know what, I really don't want to hear my alarm go off. I remember it was hooked up to my speaker this morning, so I knew it would be really loud. So I was like, you know, I'm just going to get up right now, you know. And in fact, I've noticed sometimes that I've woken up around 5:40 before my alarm, about 20 minutes before my alarm goes off. And if I go back to sleep when my alarm goes off at 6, I'm in fact more tired by waking up by my alarm as opposed to waking up naturally when I woke up at 5:40. But anyways, I'm getting off track. So go to bed around midnight, wake up around 6 hours of sleep. And then throughout the day, if I can, try to find 2 times throughout the day, if not 2, then 1. And if not 1, well, oh well. But try to find a couple times throughout the day, no more than 2, where you can take a 20-minute nap, okay? And it's crucial that it's just 20 minutes, okay? Because your body goes into REM, what's it called? Something about your eye movement and going into REM sleep when it's over 20 minutes. So it's very important that you just do 20 minutes, and then like when you wake up, you're catching your body before it goes into that really, really deep sleep, but you're like tricking your body and you're getting more energy out of that 20-minute nap, okay? So like that's why I think that it's bad when you sleep for a whole 8 hours as opposed to like 6 hours, because you're getting in this deep, deep, deep slumber. And when you do that, you're gonna be more sluggish and more slouchy, you know, and groggy. You're not gonna be there and present and ready to go and get things done, as opposed to taking the 6 hour sleep and then taking the 2 20-minute naps throughout the day. So that's one hack that I have. Another thing that you can do, because it's sleeping and it's eating. These are the 2 things that really, like, I wish we didn't have to do, because that would be freaking amazing. I mean, you would have the full 24 hours to do everything, you know? So these are the 2 things that are crucial that I try to really hack, you know, body hack on myself. So with eating now, eating is the other thing that you have to do that takes up time. And for that, what I'll do is I'll only eat one meal a day. So, because it's not only eating, it's making the meal as well, because, you know, you don't want to save time by not making food, because then you're usually eating bad food. and that's no good. So you want to still be cooking your food, okay? And once I get more money and things like that, this is why I'm gonna pay for a chef, because I can't be spending my time actually cooking food every day. That doesn't make sense. That logically doesn't make sense to be wasting my life cooking food just to eat, you know? So it's bad enough that I have to eat, you know, I don't have to cook. Well, right now I do because I don't have money, but you know what I mean. So, but what I'll do is, getting off track again, what I'll do is I'll eat one meal a day, okay? As opposed to having breakfast, lunch, and dinner, I'm usually having like a brunch meal. I mean, I say one meal, I mean, sometimes I'll have two, you know, sometimes later on in the night, I'll get hungry and I'll have a little leftover of what I had made for like quote unquote brunch. I mean, I eat after I come back from the gym. Sometimes it's around like 8, sometimes around 9, sometimes 10. And then usually after that, I take one of my 20 minute naps. But yeah, so one meal a day. Usually I make a huge, I cook a whole box of pasta, and then I have a whole like thing of ground pork. I mean, it's not the healthiest thing in the world, but my diet's super constricted, but that's a whole nother story. But yeah, one meal a day. So, I mean, whatever it is that you enjoy to eat and is healthy, go for it, but make one big meal and have it once a day. And this also helps with being stoic, because it's training your body to not change your body to not be so comfortable with having breakfast, lunch, and dinner, just eating so much, spending so much of your day literally just eating, doing nothing like but eating. I mean, you know what I mean? So eating and sleeping, huge two things that you can hack. And I mean, I give you these hacks, and they're great and all, but they're only useful if you're taking that extra time in the day to be reading, to be learning, to be growing in some way or another. So yeah, that's all I have for you today.